Hello! Long time no see you guys. Well, we don't see you guys, but we talk.
Hi
You know what I'm talking
everyone, Happy New
about. Happy New Year
Year.
2024.
It's been a while. It's been a long
Our
while.
last TMSM Weekly Live was October 10th, 2022.
Oh my goodness, it's been like way longer than
A year and about 3 months.
yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay, so before we get going, because we have lots to cover, any shares are very much appreciated
Please.
because we are kind of like having to relaunch again. So it might take us some time to build back up, but with your help, we can do
Couple 4 or 5 years. That's fine. We'll get
that.
there.
Well, we've been doing this show since 2018. 18.
Very
So
hit or miss in all that time, too.
yeah. So thank you so much for joining us. I know it's been a long time, but thank you.
Yes, thank you guys so much for tuning in to watch this again. It's been since October 10th of 2022. So welcome to TMSM Weekly Live, show number 132 for January 8th, 2024. I'm Scott, in case you forgot who we were.
Go
And we're both decked out in our Michigan swag tonight because
Blue.
University of Michigan's playing for the national championship tonight. So I saw a few of you in there said it in the chat room. We did cut down the intro to just a minute now, so we don't have time to be putting up all the hellos and things like that. We thought the 3 minutes was even too long for that, so we just wanted to cut it really down. So we just took Happily Ever After, shrank it way down and put a little track on it, and that was it.
Doesn't mean it's gonna stay short, but you know,
No.
it's we kind of change our minds here and there.
The
So
first one to get you back in.
also, don't forget to comment where you are watching us from
Please do.
because that is always really cool to see. So, yeah, how do you wanna
Where have we been?
where oh, where have we been? So you may wonder why we haven't seen you in a year.
Well, first the house.
Oh, we moved. Can you tell the background is different?
We just did a lot of good remodeling.
You revamped the whole house. No, actually, 2023 was
I'll just say it sucked. It
it was a beep show. The family
was
show.
keeping it clean with the word sucked. She went off and she had to bleep herself. Greg, where's that beep button?
So it was a terribly crazy year, not the best year. We had House of Mouse Expo in
Yes.
January. We moved in March. My grandmother got sick. My grandmother passed away. Lots of back and forth to Michigan. Just a lot of unfortunate things, but we are fortunate to still be here and have all of you and have really great things to look forward to. So thank you so much for bearing with us for what was a very hard year, especially for me. So thank you.
It was. So as you can see, we've got a newer house. We're very excited about where we're at now. We love our house. We love our location now. We're still close to Disney, so we can
We're on the
still
other side of Disney
run the other side,
from
so we can hop there. We can actually watch Happily Ever After from
The end of our
there. I know,
street.
which is kind of cool.
It's kind of
And
cool.
if we had the soundtrack, it'd be perfect.
Yeah, we've never really done that. We've never gone to the street and played the soundtrack, but
And it's not like we don't have a recording of it.
that's true. Okay, anyway, all right. Do you want to talk House of Mouse first?
Oh, we got that little thing coming up again.
Yeah. So the last one was in January, and it was a whole lot of fun. I got to host the biggest Hocus Pocus reunion ever in 30 years, which was
And to this point, it is still the biggest reunion ever done as of right now. No other show. I mean, others
ever.
have done it with like a smaller group, but nobody's done the one we did with, what was it, 9 of the original cast plus Taylor from Hocus Pocus 2 was there. So we
Young
actually had
Lenny
10.
from two.
Yeah, so we actually had 10 cast members from the two films there. It was absolutely amazing, honestly. And every one of them told us how much they were excited to be able to bring that to the fans.
Yes. So let's talk about the next expo before we get going on other Disney things. So next House of Mouse Expo is March 2nd and 3rd, so it is less than 2 months away.
No wonder I'm not
Nostradamus,
sitting here. I'm not
are
so
we sure we
confident.
wanted to bring the show back right
Yeah,
now?
no. Well, that's when we stopped this show in October 2022 because we said we were getting so busy with House of Mouse, we didn't have time to do the show.
Yeah.
So what did we do when we tell 8 weeks, 7 weeks out? Oh, we'll bring the show back. Why not?
Well, you know.
What else we gotta do?
So we if just to, do you want to go over who we have and then we're gonna making two announcements tonight.
That's right. We're gonna announce two more guests to you all tonight that we have not announced. So me and trying to bring it up here so we can go through. So you want to go through who we already who we've already announced?
Just in case you missed it.
Okay, so first again, Jason Marsden is coming this year as a almost part of our staff this year.
We'll try to recap it.
So Jason will be there. He'll be walking around the floor. He'll be talking to people, having a good time. He will be available for photos and stuff like that if you see him wandering around. He just won't be at a table this year. We're going to have a stage set up in the vendor room where Jason will be able to talk and address the entire crowd as well as walk around and meet everybody and just have a great time.
Okay, wrap it up.
Go ahead.
Hocus Pocus. The three young sisters from Hocus Pocus will be there. We have Taylor
Paige Henderson, Nina Kitchen, and Juju Brenner.
Okay. We also have, who's next on your list?
Kevin McNally and Martin Kleba from the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. So Kevin, who was Mr. Gibbs, and Martin Kleba, who was Marty in the franchise, they will both be on here.
Yes, so you know their faces. Now you get to maybe take pictures with them and meet them and all that stuff.
Yeah, they were supposed to be here last year, and they weren't able to make it due to filming, so we're excited to have them coming this year.
Okay.
Next up, this is somebody I've wanted since the first expo, and I wasn't able to make it work, but this year I'm very excited to welcome Ross Marquand. From the Marvel universe, he's also from the Walking Dead universe, if you know about that side of things. Ross is just such a genuine, great guy. And he's done so much in the Marvel. He was in Avengers Endgame and Infinity War.
And he's on the cruise ships.
He's on the, cruise ship
on, the Marvel dinner.
Yes.
On the Wish and what will be on the new
Treasure.
Ship. Yes. He plays the voice of Ultron during the Marvel dining. And of course he was Aaron on The Walking Dead for like a million seasons. And he's really, really nice.
He's a really great guy. You're gonna definitely want to go take time to meet him. And he's excited about coming. He's going to come to this since the first year also.
He's great with the fans too. You're gonna love him, by the way. Okay.
So next would be Fab Four, I guess you could say.
So, okay.
This is something we really were working on. So in previous years, we've always had one or two combinations here, but this year, do you want to introduce the three? Go ahead.
Okay. So new this year, we have Caitlin Robrock, who is the voice of Minnie Mouse.
Yes, the official voice of Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, we're so excited about that. And of course, you can't have Minnie without Mickey. So welcoming back to the House of Mouse Expo is the amazing Brett Iwan, who is the voice of Mickey.
Yes.
And Bill Farmer, the voice of Goofy and
Pluto. Yes.
And
then that would be all for those three.
That's four of the Fab Five.
That's four of the Fab Five right there. So we're excited to have those three coming. I think they're going to have a fantastic time. They're very excited to come see the fans. But we have another guest who we had announced that we are really excited for. None other than the amazing, talented Jim Cummings will be in attendance. So Jim has done so many voices. His website says he's done over 600 character voices in his career. Darkwing Duck, Winnie the Pooh, Tigger.
Everything.
If you can think of a voice, most likely he's either done it or worked with it.
On his IMDb or whatever, there's a huge list of stuff that he has done. Of the most well-known Disney voices are going to be at the House of Mouse Expo. And people were asking, here, one second, I'm going to sneeze.
She's going to sneeze, so we'll just everybody say bless you when you go.
Okay,
won't know.
Okay. People were asking about photo ops, like group photo ops and stuff, because you want, you know, the voice of Minnie, Mickey, Pluto, Goofy, Pooh, the whole thing. We're going to work on all of that, and all that information will be coming out.
Yeah, it's actually, I was talking to the photo guys today, so they're actually putting all that together. We had to get with the agents and find out the costs and such like that, but we're putting that all together, and we should have it this week, hopefully, if everybody gets me back. We're starting to get it out there rolled out as slowly as we can.
Yep.
So then we have two new guests to introduce.
Did we already do all our...
That's everybody who's coming, yeah. And we introduce everybody who's coming, so now we have to introduce our two new guests who are coming. So should we do the one who was... I'll let you do the first one. The lady who was supposed to be there last year and couldn't make it.
Okay, so we had another guest who could not make it last year due to filming, and it is Irene Bedard, the voice of Pocahontas.
Yes.
Will be joining us.
So we're very excited Irene's going to be there. Michelle actually did a panel with Irene a couple years ago in another convention.
Yes.
She hosted with her. They got to talk and get to know each other over the weekend, and she really enjoyed talking with Irene.
She's a very, very nice lady, and she is very engaged with her fans. So whether you meet her at the table or you go see her panel, she's great. You're going to love Irene. Really happy to have her this year.
Very excited to have her. And then the last one is Terry McGovern. Who you probably know the best as Launchpad McQuack from the DuckTales series. We're very excited to have him because that's such an iconic character as part of the Disney Afternoons time. He also did like four or five other voices on DuckTales and Darkwing Duck. So him and Jim, I'm hoping I can get the two of them together to do some talking about what it was like to work on those two shows and the voices and how they brought all that together. So we're excited. So again, we've announced tonight Carrie McGovern and Irene Bedard is our two new guests. So I'll have them up on the website after the show tonight. So you can see them on there.
Yeah, so you can see there's kind of a theme as far as like the old the shows like you know, DuckTales and all that. So our after hours party is kind of a throwback theme. So if you are going to the after hours party, kind of deck out in your favorite 90s attire.
Exactly, that's the best way to say it.
Yeah.
And there's still tickets available for that. So if you are wanting to go to the after hours party, make sure you get out there and get the tickets. There is going to be a menu of food. It's not going to be just like little foods.
We're gonna have, it's like food.
Food. So we're going to have a taco bar. We're going to have different types of chicken tenders. We're going to have desserts.
Chicken salad sandwiches.
So there's five or six different foods that will be there included in the price of that. And then there will be a cash bar that night also. And then we have Renee Adams, who used to she was the DJ for Radio Margaritaville on Sirius Radio. She's actually come and DJ our party. She's one of Jason's friends, and she agreed to come help us out and do the party for us. So we're excited to have her. Also, all this is made possible this year, a lot of it through our partners, our Disney travel sponsor, MEI Mouse Fan Travel. So Becky and her team over at MEI Mouse Fan Travel really helped us this year to bring on House of Mouse Expo to you guys.
So they are our main sponsor. You beat me to it because I was just going to say that. No, you're fine, as long as we said it. So yes, Becky and her team at MEI Mouse Fan Travel, thank you so much for sponsoring this amazing event. And tickets are on sale at houseofmouseexpo.com. And there is information as far as hotel and after hours party VIP packages, which come with swag and all kinds of stuff. So make sure you get your tickets and do us a favor and tell as many people as you can about this event. It's going to be in Kissimmee, Florida, not too far from Disney.
That's right. It's a new location. I don't think we mentioned that.
Oh, yeah, right. It's not at the same place.
So we've actually moved. The convention is now at the Osceola Heritage Park Event Center. So it's still in Kissimmee. It's just down 192, close to where 192 and the Turnpike are here in Kissimmee. It's an actual convention center, so we actually have a lot more space this year. We've almost doubled the size of the vendor room, which we're really excited about. We have two panels.
We have vendors too, though.
Yep, we have vendors, which we've already had, about 30 to 40 more vendors than we had last year.
It's going to be a bigger and better show, bigger location, everything. So, definitely come see us in March. And if you're not sure if you can, at least help us spread the word, because that's how we've grown everything as far as the Main Street Mouse and everything else we do. So thank you so much, and we hope to see you in March.
And Greg had mentioned, if you've listened to my podcast, Mount Greg, the live podcast show, Kevin the Bear from the live podcast show is supposed to make an appearance at House of Mouse Expo. So if you've been listening to our podcast, you'll know who Kevin the Bear is. And we are trying to make sure we have his what he wants, his stuff for his room. He wants a certain type of M&Ms and stuff like that. So
Kevin's going to be very,
he's a diva.
So they actually started a new podcast called The Live Podcast Show. It comes out every Wednesday.
Wednesday, unless we're delayed for whatever reason. But usually it's on Wednesday. We record on Tuesdays. It's been going really great. We've done 11 episodes.
Yeah, it's Scott and Greg Gately from the Fanatics blog, and I am your theme park gal on the show. So.
That's right. So we just get together. We talk about pretty much everything and anything under the umbrella. But
it's a hot mess, just like everything else.
It's great.
Yeah.
And at Christmas, we actually did. You can go back there and find it. We did a reading of A Christmas Carol with our team. That was really fun to do. And that's a really hot mess for us. So if you want to listen to anything, go find that. Listen to it. You'll love it.
Yes, because we did a reading of the story with Fanatics blog and Sam's Disney Diary.
Yes.
And
Jeremy Ron, Main Street Magic Podcast.
We love our friends who like to contribute the stuff we do, so thank you guys very much.
Definitely. Okay. Lots of good stuff. So
you want to talk about Disney now?
Well, I just want to, and talking about podcasts, I just want to bring up one thing also. TMSM Radio is back. We took it down. We completely revamped it, rebuilt the entire thing. I've got the music programmed for, depending on what time of day it is, you'll get different music. So you can actually see a schedule. So if you want to watch fireworks, you can see what time we're going to play the fireworks on there. If you want to listen to Marvel music, there's a time for Marvel. There's Disney afternoon music, Disney park music. So you can see a schedule. So if you go to tmsmradio.com, you can listen to it on your desktop, your laptop, your phone. You can all kinds of stuff.
And if you are local, and hadn't heard, I am the theme park insider for Fox 35 Orlando at the 11 o'clock news.
Yes, she is.
I got this gig back in September. It was another thing that was building up all year last year with the crazy year. But so, yeah, any theme park news and such. I'm your girl, Fox 35 Orlando.
Yeah, Michelle always tries to put it out there, too, when she's going to be on that night so you guys can watch it.
Except, you know what? I get really busy, and I don't know when my segments air because it's usually weekly, and I miss them myself. I do. I've like maybe shared maybe four, but there's been way more than four, and I just really bad about sharing it. But yeah, 11 o'clock.
But she's really good at it, and that's what's matter. I'm very proud of her for this accomplishment of her. She was nervous at first, of course, but she's doing great, and they love her over there. They keep telling her how good she's doing. So who knows where this could lead, but right now it's just happy with where it's getting.
Yeah, so thank you, Fox 35 News in Orlando. Appreciate it.
Okay, so what do we want to talk about now? Do you want to talk about what's coming in 2024 to Disney?
Yeah, let's do that.
I feel like we're flying.
Not really. It's already, like...
But we're almost done.
No, we can talk. If you guys have questions, you know, of course,
you
can
put in
there. Questions, comments, whatever. We're going to end... Usually our shows are an hour long. We're going to end it a pinch early tonight as our intro back at it show. And... I don't know if you can tell by our shirts why we're ending the show a few minutes early.
Yeah, I've got to watch Michigan play. Go blue. Yesterday we watched the Lions win.
So like knock on wood.
From
like. Like, yeah, or Marvel. Our team's it's good to be a Michigan fan, whether it's the Lions or U of M. So yay. Yeah.
Yep, so. Yeah, let's go ahead. So now what we're going to do is we kind of something we did on the live podcast show. We're going to talk about a lot of the things that are coming in 2024 for Disney. Because there's a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Quite a bit to be excited about. You have the list.
I have a list.
So you want to go ahead and take us and lead
sure.
us down that path?
Okay. So much coming in 2024. We're going to kind of just go over some of the things and, of course, add our commentary and snark to it all. If you have, you know, feel free to add to it as well, like usual.
Like the person who just said, go Huskies.
What?
Yeah, it's a Facebook user, so they haven't authorized to see who they are.
Okay, mystery person. We'll see. We're going to see about that. All right. Anyway, so... All right, anyhow. Okay, so what is coming? I think the biggest thing coming this year is Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Yes.
Obviously formerly Splash Mountain. They're really coming along on that. So if you go to Magic Kingdom, you see all kinds of greenery. They just added a wind vane to the setup last Friday
they put that on there.
It's really coming along. So as most of these things we do not have dates for, but if you keep following the Main Street Mouse and all the stuff we do, of course, we will let you know as soon as we know.
Yes, we want to. Actually, we're chomping the bit. We want to see what the final product is, just as much as I'm sure a lot of you do.
Greg just said, don't mess with Detroit Michelle. Don't you know it? Don't you know it? I'm not the same girl I was a year ago. So, yeah, you're welcome. I told him before the show, I said, we used to be good cop, bad cop, but now I'm really gotten feisty, you guys.
She has. I'm becoming the good cop, if you can believe
it. I'm the one with the temper, and I'm the one who takes no crap off of no one anymore. So, but do you ever, okay, sidebar. Do you ever get to the point that, you guys remember sidebars. Do you ever get to the point that you're just nice, 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 and accommodating, and blah, 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 and people walk all over you? Well, you hit a breaking point at some point. And I think in the past year, because of all the crappy stuff that's happened, I've hit that point.
Shit.
And there's nothing wrong for any of you who are like me, who are like a big pushover majority of your life. There's nothing wrong with standing up for yourself because life is short and people are going to treat you how you allow them to treat
that's
you.
That's very true.
So, yeah, just marinate on that one. So, anyway. Anyway, tough girl now. So, anyhow.
And she says to buy tickets for her house. I'm supposed to buy those
you
tickets.
Won't buy some tickets.
She will still pay her door.
Okay, anyway.
I was thinking that if you've ever seen the movie Jane's on the Bob Strike Back, Michelle's going to be them at the end going into everybody's house knocking on the door. Did you say this on the internet?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, anyway. There's a balance. You can still be nice, but take no crap.
That's true.
Okay, anyway. So, also, the Country Bear Jamboree is getting a makeover, if you will.
Mm-hmm. All new soundtrack and
new
music for it.
Which I know when we when we first talked about it, when they announced it, a lot of people were like, oh, you can't do that. You can't, you know, switch. Because, okay, so let's just talk on it, shall we? So the Country Bear Jamboree, it is a classic, yes.
Yes.
There's some questionable songs.
Yeah, and stuff. Especially in today's climate, I don't know how some of those songs could fly. Actually, go tough girl.
Thank you, Facebook user. okay, so
you're not allowed to read the comments.
So those of you that are new, this is the mess we do every Monday night. For those of you who came back and enjoyed this mess, thank
you're welcome.
We will not disappoint. Okay, Country Bears.
Country Bears.
All right, so they are going to have like a new like country-fied soundtrack.
They're actually using country artists to help write some of the songs.
Are they doing some songs that people already know?
I think they're taking them, but they're twisting up the songs. Like do almost like a Weird Al Yankovic to the songs. Make them bear related.
Weird Al. No, that should be fun. I think that'll be fun.
I know Weird Al should do them all.
Weird Al totally should do that. So if you're listening, yeah.
I want 10%.
Are they gonna like the bear's gonna sing Country Roads?
Country Roads.
Dang no.
Isn't that the one from Final Destination?
Oh no, that was no, it was a different one.
I don't know, but if I hear that one in Country Bears, there's no way I'm going into that.
Yeah, I mean, so it's a whole thing with Country Bears, and I believe one of the bears, you can't call them Liver Lips anymore. Isn't it Liver Lips that you can?
But so when we were there for Christmas, we walked up to him and called him Liver Lips.
And he answered.
Yeah.
So obviously he still goes by that. It's a whole thing.
Greg likes
bears.
Weird Al Country Bears.
Weird Al Country Bears. There. I think that's a great idea. Yeah.
I'm all for it.
So, you know, you heard it here first. So we'll see about that. You know, them changing things that are classics, I know, like, I hate change normally. I mean, change is not my thing. In the past year, I've had to do a lot of changing, so I think I'm getting a little better about stuff. I don't, like, there's some things at Disney I would be really sad if they changed. But I guess it's just a thing, and we got to roll with it. But, speaking of changes, sidebar, not on the list. Hatbox Ghost made its debut at the last day of November, which I was very excited about because I love the Hatbox Ghost, I love the story of the Hatbox Ghost, and I love him out in Disneyland. So if you haven't seen him yet, he is pretty darn cool.
And if you haven't seen it, you want to, we do have a video on our YouTube channel about that, but it's really good. I actually like it better than the Disneyland version because I think you get a little bit more time to see him.
You do get more time.
Yeah, when you see him in Disneyland, you see him as you come out of the attic, and you kind of really have to, depending on where he's at, from the box to the face.
The box to the face.
You don't know which one you're going to get. So, but with this one, you have enough time because you come around that one corner where you see that used to be the Donald Duck chair was there, and the candelabra is floating down the hallway.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's there, and you really get to see him. Really
and you
well.
Hear him before you see him.
You do.
Did you mention that?
No, I did not.
He has this, like, this villainous laugh.
The laugh reminds me of the one from the movie.
Kind of, yeah. But it's actually, you know what, though? The one in Disneyland does the same type of menacing laugh.
Yes.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, we were excited that he was finally there. We were really excited to see him that day.
I was really excited. Okay. So, anyhow, moving on. So, Park Hopping returns. Well, not total, but yeah. So, Park Hopping comes back, as does Disney Dining Plan.
Yes.
That's the whole thing. And again, our sponsors, MEI Mouse Fan Travel, they're amazing. You can get their link on our site if you need planning help. They will do it all for you so you don't have stress.
And if you missed it, last week it was announced that if you're a Disney Plus subscriber, you can get free dining. So if you want to check
out
that, reach out to Becky and her team. And
we're not travel agents. We don't know everything.
No.
So.
I want free dining. Free dining is awesome. It's good.
Oh my God, I love free dining. I put out something today it purposely to get opinions like I've done before. And you might have seen it on our page. I mentioned that Disney annual pass holders, that whole good to go days is starting up. And I wanted to know, as pass holders, what you thought of it. And I was gonna like reserve my opinion until I started seeing people talk. I think I made it 3 comments in, and I just, again, no filter, it's broke. So, okay, since before COVID and all that mess, you know, all these restrictions were put into place, as you know, as far as the reservation system, the park hopping, it just changed. Everything really changed. And I think that they are really taking their time to get back to somewhat normal.
Yeah,
would you say?
They're dragging.
Yeah. Okay, so annual pass holder. So, like, if you're staying at a resort, and correct me if I'm wrong, anybody in the comment section, please correct me. I'm sure you will. If you're staying at a resort, you don't have to worry about reservations anymore. Isn't that correct?
I don't know. I thought you could, I really don't know. I didn't think that was, I hadn't heard that part.
Well, crap.
I knew that if you bought a day pass, you didn't have to have a reservation because the day pass was good for the day.
But I think I think if you are staying at a hotel, it's the same thing.
I do not know. Correct. Okay. Trisha just said correct.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure I'm right. All right. So, and Shane, I saw that, by the way.
Shane is no longer going to be a part of the maintenance.
Shane is in trouble. Okay. So anyway, back to good to go days. You know the whole thing. You're good to go. Not really. You're not really good to go. Only on certain days. So it's super confusing as far as an annual pass holder. Like, there's good to go days, and then they're like, oh yeah, they're trying to make it a whole thing. Like, aren't you excited? And blah, blah, blah. And it's not what it used to be.
So there's good to not go days.
Yes.
And that's where you go to Universal.
If you have pass. So I'm just saying that. I think that I'm trying to think of a good analogy without being too snarky and mean.
You just said you're a new snarky girl.
Okay, so I can't say that. That was really mean. Okay, it's like putting a bow on...
Lip or lips.
No. It's like putting a bow on a garbage can. And you're trying to hype people up. This is the best garbage can that you're ever going to see in your entire life. And then when you take the bow off, it's still a garbage can. And I think that, are you following me here?
I'm following. I'm just waiting to see where you go with this one. See, I never used to have to worry about where she went with stuff. I knew it was always going to be okay. Now I kind of worry.
You should. I think that Disney is trying to make it look like they're really doing annual pass holders a favor. And I don't see it that way. From the comment section, I would say 97 to 99% of pass holders feel the same way. So there's days that you don't need a reservation. Then there's a couple of days that you do, and it's the weekend or Magic Kingdom. So in my humble opinion, because it's all confusing, I probably would make a reservation anyway. I'm not going to be like concerned about good to go days because it's a lot to I don't know.
Yeah, it's just easier to make the reservation than to try to figure out, oh, can I go this day without a reservation? Can I not go without one?
You know, why can't they just let pass holders just do what we did before?
Because they have to restrict the amount of people in the park to accommodate the amount of cast members that are working that day.
But have you seen, do the parks look restricted to you?
Not one bit.
Not one bit. It is, you know, for people saying that, you know, we can't afford to go to Disney or Disney's prices are high, which they are. It's packed, you guys. It is packed all the time.
We were there the other day, and it was 80 minutes for Haunted Mansion. I mean, that was crazy. What? We didn't wait 80.
No, that's another topic we'll save for another day. I don't want to be too mean right out of the gate. So, what?
How do you really feel?
I mean, I don't know. I really feel like if we're going to bring this show back, it needs to be completely honest in the nicest possible
and
way.
Edgy.
Edgy?
Edgy.
Are we going to get edgy?
We're going to be edgy.
All right. That sounds fun. We can do that. Danielle said, hi, Jack. We're, you guys are seeing
Stephanie
Jack.
Season 2. He's behind Stephanie you on the floor. Move Jack. Your other hand. Move this hand. He's kind of there. You can see the top of his head right there.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I don't know where it is. I think Ava's on the couch sleeping.
Ava's probably asleep.
Which is good. Let her sleep.
Which is good. She's been bad today. Anyway, so.
Oh, yeah, the Homework Land was 90 minutes. Yeah, it's some of these rides, I just, for something that's supposedly not back to 100% yet, you wouldn't know it. You really would not know it. The amount of people waiting to buy tickets at the morning when you go to the parks and just how crowded they still are. It's just, it blows me away that we're still dealing with a reservation system even though everything else seems to be pretty much back to normal.
Right. So here's the thing. You know that old saying, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Everything was working great before COVID. You know, I mean, we had our fast passes, we had park hopping, annual pass holders were treated great, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So everything has been better for a few years now. I just wish that, and it's a big wish that probably will never happen because everything changed. But I wish if we had a time machine that they could go back to how it was before like 2020.
If you had a time machine, you go back and you just eliminate COVID from ever becoming a thing.
I'm talking a Disney time machine. Like if we could go back to that.
They have one at Universal.
All right.
is the DeLorean not, well, it was there, but the train is there. I think. Or no, the DeLorean is still there. You take the DeLorean and go back in time.
Yeah, I guess so. I wish that you could go back, is all I'm saying. Because it was great before, and now people just complain, which I get. Because there's some things I don't like either. Genie Plus. Anyway.
Did you get that?
All right. I refuse. Okay.
What do you do?
Refuse.
There you go.
All right. So here's another thing that I'm not thrilled about. I know. Welcome back, you guys. There's another thing. So the cabins at the campground. Now, that was always one of our favorite things to do because it was very, so I'm not a camper, per se. I know you're probably shocked. I'm not a camper. But I liked going to the campgrounds because the cabins were like individual hotel rooms. Right. You know, you rent the golf cart, drive around, go to the pool, get snacks, go watch the water pageant.
You could bring the dogs.
You could bring the dogs. I just think that it was a really great place. Well, that's getting a whole revamp, and the cabins are going to be DVC. Yes?
All of them?
I don't know.
Greg said all of them, but then he's 8-inch. So I don't know, but just to me, the campgrounds, just leave the campgrounds alone.
Come on already.
You're building the DVC thing at Poly.
Why yeah, that the whole tower is going to be DVC.
Yeah. Why is everything going to be DVC?
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that, like, maybe I don't know enough about DVC.
I know we don't have money to get it.
I know we can't afford it.
I know that one for sure.
I know we don't stay at DVC resorts usually for the same reason. I'm just wondering if it's going to be more expensive for us commoners to go stay at the cabins now.
Well, they're remodeling them, I believe, to make them even nicer. So if they do that, of course, it means the price is going to go up on what it costs to rent them.
Yeah, and it's expensive. So the first part of this year, they have a lot of specials that, you know, cheap room rates for value resorts and a couple of the moderates. But we haven't stayed on property in a while because it's very, very, very expensive.
Right. They're running some good deals right now.
They are.
I see some good deals right now, but yeah, who knows?
Yeah. But anyway, so I'm trying to not be too, you know, critical of that because I do love the campgrounds. I think it's a really great little getaway. I mean, because you're at Disney, but it doesn't necessarily feel like you're at Disney. It kind of does, but not really.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know what you mean. All right.
Take a breath.
All right. Oh, there's a new Little Mermaid ride, or new Little Mermaid show coming to Hollywood Studios.
Yes.
So Voyage of the Little Mermaid that's been, like, not open forever. Again, Time Machine, Rewind, all that good stuff. So that is finally getting a new show.
Yes. We don't have any idea when.
We have no idea. I'm guessing it's going to be, you know, similar to the old show, but I think it's going to have a little more pizzazz. They're going to probably redo a lot of things. Just a guess. But as soon as that opens, of course, we will be there to check it out and give you dates and all that good stuff.
Yes.
Another thing. Oh, so there's a new cake shop coming to the boardwalk where the ESPN restaurant used to be. And that's coming along pretty well.
I like the ESPN restaurant.
I know you did.
It was kind of nice going there and watch sports, eat food.
Yeah.
I just like to eat. Eat the TV. That's all I need.
That's true. We're snackers around here. And then there's going to be like a revamp for Star Wars. You're getting a new scene or something along those lines. Mm. Yes.
Yes. Something like that. Yeah. I heard something about that.
Something like that.
I haven't read Star Tours in forever.
I know. It makes you nauseous. Actually, I need Dramamine if we're going to do that.
No, it can be Star Tours. It's just for some reason when we sit in the back row, I always never felt any other roles in front.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So anyway, this week coming up, is Festival of the Arts.
Yes, Friday. I love this. My favorite. Well, this and the Christmas holidays festival are my favorite too.
Oh yeah, Festival of Holidays was great. Oh, let's rewind for a second. Before we get to.
We're getting in that time machine and going backwards 20 minutes.
All right, let's go back for just a second. So anyway, Jollywood Nights. Can we talk about that for a minute? So we got to go to Jollywood Nights. We went to the first Jollywood Nights, and we went to the last Jollywood Nights. First Jollywood Nights was the Hot Mess Express. There was just, I don't think Disney anticipated all the people that were going to be there and the lines, like, you know, waiting 2 hours to get a drink, waiting 2 hours to get something to eat.
Yeah. I think a lot of it was Disney didn't anticipate people not really going to ride rides. And yeah. that kept people from getting the crowd smaller because everybody was either waiting to get food or waiting for a show. And that's all everybody was doing that first night. And then we had Brain at the end of the night, and that ruined everything.
Oh, yeah, there's that too. So, but I will say that my favorite part of Jollywood Nights was the Nightmare Before Christmas sing-along, which is within the building of the Frozen sing-along. Super-duper impressive. I think it's something that I'm not in charge, but if I were, I would put the that in the theater the whole holiday season long, not just for Jollywood.
And you could do it for both Christmas and Halloween. You could change up a few of the songs because this is Halloween. You hear the music of it, but you don't hear the song. But they could put that in and make a Halloween version for September and October.
Oh, I have an idea.
You go.
Okay, so what about like how at Disneyland they, you know, revamp or do the overlay for Haunted Mansion yes. for those months, like Halloween to Christmas? They could really do the same thing as at Hollywood Studios with that show. Yep. So I hope they have more than one puppet though, because you know the big puppet during the Halloween party, the big Jack that comes out on the stage during the fireworks now.
In the castle.
At the castle stage, yeah. They actually use that puppet in the Nightmare sing-along. It's called What's This?
What's it? And that puppet is so much more impressive in What's This because you're a lot closer than you are ever at Magic Kingdom when you see it. But just to see him when he walks out of that curtain and walking and you see his mouth moving and talking, I mean, it's
so impressive.
It's fantastic.
Like the on the media night when we went, Jack comes out of the corner in the curtain and the whole place just gasped because it was fantastic. So if I were in charge, which I'm not, I would have that show run like during Halloween and maybe Christmas.
You could. I'm sure they if they don't have a backup, they could probably build a backup to have one at each place because they're Disney and they could do that.
They can do that. But anyway, so not to, you know, poo all over Jollywood Nights, by the end of the season, I think they really got their groove down as far as they added more characters. Made it more so there was more to do, so you didn't have to stand in line for 2 hours for a drink or a cupcake. So I don't think they've announced if they're going to come back again this year. I think it's worth another shot.
I think it is. I think the as she said, the first time it was a mess, but the second time through, I loved it. I thought it was a fun night. We got to do everything we wanted to do. We even rode some rides. We rode Rise of Resistance.
We did. Chuck's giving us the 5-minute warning. He's watching the pregame stuff right here. Okay, anyway, so before we go, Festival of the Arts. So there's Media Day this Friday. We will be there.
Yes.
So you can watch on, I'm going to probably do live feeds on Facebook or on our Instagram at the Main Street Mouse for both. And of course, my Insta stories, which should transfer over to Facebook.
Should all work. But yeah, we will be there all day Friday. I'm excited about the festival. Like I said, this is my second favorite one.
You know what I'm excited about?
That key lime pie.
The deconstructed key lime pie. It is so, so, so good.
Now, did you ever think you'd see her excited about food and not me?
If you like key lime pie, but you don't want it like overpowering, it's just enough. You know what I mean? Like, it's got raspberry stuff on it.
I'm just mad that holiday festival, I didn't get the pastrami sandwich one last time.
Oh, Festival of Hollies, you got it a couple times.
But I've needed one more time.
And I got the turkey dinner, the mini turkey dinner in the American Adventure a couple of times because it was like the best deal. You get a whole turkey dinner and still get able to eat snacks, right?
And we did.
We did eat snacks.
We ate lots of snacks.
So. We ended up bringing everything back to food. Did you guys miss us?
Yeah, missed.
So we had a lot of people ask us, you know, you guys going to come back? You guys going to come back? And we thought and we hoped that, you know, it's New Year. Let's leave all of the crappy stuff in 2023 in the past and let's do this again. I really appreciate you guys, like, actually wanting us to come.
Yeah. And actually, we've had some ideas. So one of the things we're going to do is we are going to be broadcasting this hopefully by next week on TMSM Radio at 7 o'clock also. So if you can't watch us on Facebook, you'll be able to listen to it on TMSM Radio. We also, after this, I will take the audio and turn it into a podcast and put that out there for you to also listen to that in case you can't see the live view. And then, of course, the replay is always available on Facebook.
Of course, yeah.
And YouTube.
And YouTube. He's really been working on our YouTube channel too. So if you go to YouTube, make sure you subscribe to the Main Street Mouse on YouTube as well. I do have TikTok. I'm really bad about keeping it updated though. You might get a video from me once a week if I remember.
Yeah, we're really trying to revamp a lot of stuff in TMSM. We've kind of, the last year kind of, we really went backwards with a lot of the stuff we were doing. We were just trying to get what we could do in between everything else we had going on. But we both made it a goal for 2024 to take everything up to the next level.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I did not make any resolutions this year because, like, every resolution I made last year was like, ha ha, you're not getting that. So we're just going to try to just better everything.
My resolution was to not make a resolution. That way I won't break it.
And you're not disappointed if you don't make a resolution.
I really
don't. You don't hit it. Okay, well, it's almost football time. So.
It won't be the point. So one more thing I wanted to mention for those of you who shop Lost Princess Apparel. We do have dresses on sale for $10 right now. We're just trying to get rid of a lot of our back inventory. So if you go on lostprinceapparel.com, we do have dresses for $10. We have been selling a lot of them.
All sizes.
All sizes, but like somebody today bought 29 dresses. I forgot to tell you that. Yeah. One person bought 29 dresses. So people are really trying to stockpile these dresses while they're available. And they're the Gracie and the Lily dresses that everybody seems to love a lot.
It's 29 dresses.
Yeah. I know. I don't know how I'm going to package that. I'm going to need a shipping crate.
Oh my
God. To get that out. But,
what do you do with 29 dresses? They do have pockets.
Well, they might be gifts and stuff. I'm not sure. But anyway, that's there. Please don't forget about House of Mouse Expo. Please share. We will have more guest announcements next Monday. We do have at least two more to announce. I'm working on a third one and maybe some extras for the coming weeks.
We want it to be a whole thing. Like, you know, every year we do the expo has been a little better, a little better. Last year's is going to be tough to beat, but we are working on it.
It is. This year, like I said, we had the bigger room. One thing we didn't mention is that inside the vendor room, that little stage I was talking about that Jason will be making announcements
and
such from, it's also going to be a podcast stage. We're going to run podcasts on there throughout the weekend. So, like, Greg and I are going to do the live podcast show there to open both Saturday and Sunday for the first 45 minutes. I know I've talked to a couple other people who are going to do it. Jeremy and Rhonda said they wanted to do their show. I've actually talked to Lou Mangiello. He said he would want to do his show possibly from the stage one of the days. So make sure you come on out. Find out when your favorite podcasters can be out there on stage and come watch them do their show.
Or just come both Saturday and Sunday. You won't miss anything.
And make it easier for us.
Okay, you guys. So you can follow us on social media, like everywhere at the Main Street Mouse. And, of course, mainstreetmouse.com. And houseofmouseexpo.com if you are looking to come to our fantastic show in March.
If you miss it, you want to talk about FOMO.
Yeah, you're not going to want to
miss out.
Yeah, so.
At least I hope you
don't feel that way. Okay, I guess that's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. And hopefully this is just the start of a great year for the Main Street Mouse. We shall see.
We'll see. We'll tell you on the 15th of January. It's a week from now.
Tell you next week how it's going.
I'll tell you how it's going.
Thank you guys so much for joining us and have a wonderful week. And we will see you next Monday.
See you guys. Have a great week.
Bye.